The Trump administration is planning to shake up control of immigration. Sources agree on the person tapped to take over, a former attorney general of Virginia by the name of Ken Cuccinelli. But it's not clear yet exactly what his job will be. Monica Campbell heads up the world's immigration coverage. Since we don't know much really certain yet about the job, let's just ask, who is Ken Cuccinelli? What do you know?
He's a former attorney general of Virginia. He tried to run for governor, didn't win. And he's very well known in immigration circles to be very conservative. We could think of him right in line with Stephen Miller, the senior advisor in the White House.
Not just conservative, but a hardliner. I mean, what other evidence is there to show that?
Yeah, I mean, hardliner is probably a better way to describe him. He's introduced, when he was a senator in Virginia, he introduced a number of bills. For example, he's part of this kind of the English-only club that would punish employees who don't speak English in the workplace. And what he's probably most known for is calling on Congress to amend the 14th Amendment to revoke birthright citizenship to children born to unauthorized immigrants in the country, which is extremely controversial and something that Trump has brought up a number of times.
I mean, some observers think Cuccinelli could take immigration policy to a more hardline place. We just had a fifth child die in custody yesterday, U.S. custody. What does that mean, more hardline, though? I mean, when you think about more hardline immigration policies, Monica, what occurs to you?
There are a number of things that could still happen. We could see an expansion of the so-called Remain in Mexico policy, which keeps asylum seekers in Mexico for the duration of their immigration case in the United States. I witnessed hearings on that in Texas just a couple of weeks ago. It's a drastic change in policy, keeping asylum seekers in Mexico while they're seeking asylum in the United States. We could see an expansion of that policy. We could also see more raids, immigration raids in the U.S. targeting families. There were some reports out that that was something that Trump is pushing for. We could also see a push to even narrow the window when it comes to the ability for asylum seekers to win asylum in the United States. There's plenty more we could see when it comes to making life more difficult for people trying to enter the U.S., particularly those seeking asylum.
So what do we know about this job that Ken Cuccinelli is presumably going to take? I mean, sources have said it's an immigration czar, but we've also seen that the term czar has been dialed back today.
Yeah, we're still not sure. It appears that it's going to be a top position at the Department of Homeland Security and not within the White House. We don't know if this would be a position that would outrank, for example, the head of Customs and Border Protection or Health and Human Services. What we know is that Trump wants somebody to coordinate immigration policy across these federal agencies, and that he wants somebody who can take the hardest line possible when it comes to immigration.
The World's Monica Campbell, thank you.
You're welcome.